Phone Breaker by Steve Sunderland.
750 your phone charges.
My name's Paul. I'm a cinematographer. Well, that's what it says on my passport. I make reality TV.
750 your phone.
When you're behind
charges.
The lens, you can be invisible. You can frame people up, take their lives away on film, use them in your own story. You don't have to be involved. But when you step from behind the lens, when you get to know that person, then you're in the frame with them. Then it gets real, and it starts to cost. This man here, selling phone chargers, remainder DVD players, all with a touch button design fault, reconditioned mobile phones. I know his name's Ian. He doesn't know me yet. I'm not sure he'll want to. That's why I'm hovering here between the lens and the frame, like a hare in the gate. It's about his son, really. Matt Holroyd. Good Yorkshire name. I do know him.
Anything for you, sir?
I'd better move away. I'm not ready to face him yet. So, here's Matt's story. If I tell it to you, you'll know my story too. You'll know why I've been hanging around here by his dad's stall, daring myself to speak to him. This story's not like those I helped put together at work. It's the one that pulled me up short. It's the one that finally told me stories have to have some sort of truth. Let me tell you about Matt Holroyd. 16-year-old Matt, on his dad's stall one sunny afternoon. It started with these phones. Matt and his friend, Andy, had a deal going on.
All right, Matt.
All right, Andy.
How's business?
It's been better.
You're bored, aren't you? Want to come work at a club with us?
I can't leave my dad with this, can I?
Your choice, mate. Think on.
It's not my choice, is it?
Hey, got some items for you here.
Oh, we're in public here. Look, my dad will be back in a minute.
There's eight of them. Look at this one. Better camera than mine. That's 3 weeks' worth. Should be a few quid for you, that. Usual split.
Well, so no one's come to claim any of them?
Could start your own shop with the stuff they leave behind. They come to the bar, gurning, get a round of shots in, give you a 20 note. You give them change for a tenner because they don't even notice most of the time. They're that off it. So it's not going good, is it not?
No, it's dead.
Well, if you can't flog one or two of these, I'll be surprised.
Hey, hope he's back. Look, I'll see you later.
Take care.
What's it be like?
We're in the wrong spot here. We need to get a place inside. Everyone's just walking past.
Can't afford it. We need to be selling more. Nothing at all?
No. I'm going to get a body.
If Matt had just done what he normally did with those phones, erase the memory and move on, none of this might have happened. But on that day, he must have been curious. Or bored.
Jill, it's Jenny. Jill, pick up, please. He's done it again. He's really scaring me. He's gone mental. He's out now and I've locked the door, but I think he'll be back soon and I don't know what he'll do. Please call.
For Matt, there was no choice. He had to find the owner of that phone.
What are you doing here? How'd you get in? It's over 25s only. You look about 13 in that gear.
Bouncer were chatting someone up. I sneaked through.
You'll not last long here, you nutter. It's raving granny's night. You'll get no action here. Sorry, mate. I wasn't thinking.
Thinking about what?
You know. With your mum and everything.
So where were they sitting?
Who? You're not still going on about that mobile, are you? Oh, man, I don't know. There was a big crowd of them over there. They had about three tables between them. Hey, hang on!
Nothing could stop him. I could see it in his eyes as he bustled through that Friday night crowd towards me. He was a man on a mission.
I found a phone last week, and I think it might belong to someone here. She's called Jill.
Let's have a look. Well, that's her over there, mate. But you can see she's busy. Where did you find it?
It was under one at tables in here last week.
It's good of you to bring it back. What's your name?
Matt.
I'll give it back to her in a bit. Can I get you a drink, Matt?
No, you're all right. Has she got a friend called Jenny?
Yeah, that's her over there.
I think I know her. I'm just going to have a quick word with her.
You might want to leave it for now. I think she's been having a bit of a domestic.
Do I know you?
My name's Matt. Can I have a little word with you?
What about?
It'll only take a minute. Sorry if I sound like I'm prying. I found your mate Jill's phone.
That's great.
I had to find out whose phone it was, so I went on the voice messages.
Where is this leading?
There was one message from you, I think.
And?
Sorry if you think I'm being weird now. I'm not a private detective or anything. But it was a bit shocking. Was it you?
Probably. I don't think she has any other friends called Jenny. Look, what was it? What do you want to know?
Just came to ask if you're all right.
Do I look all right?
You look fine. On this message,
I am all right. I don't really know what you're talking about, but I'm fine anyway.
You sure?
Yes, I'm absolutely sure. I'm having a fine time. Is that it?
No, I'll leave you to it. Sorry to bother you.
Hang on. Listen. Sorry. I'm a bit drunk. Thank you. That's really sweet of you. But I'm fine, honestly. What did you say your name was?
Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Honestly, I don't know what messages you mean, but everything's fine with me. God, I love this tune.
Is he bothering you? What do you want, mate? We've got everything we need.
I'm not a dealer.
Oh, she's too old for you, and she's with me.
Hey, he's okay, Tom. He's just brought Jill's phone back.
Come on, lad. Under 18s is Thursday.
Oh, get off me.
Come on now.
He's with us. He's my nephew. I know it's not the right night, but no one said anything on the door.
Sorry, but it's club policy for tonight. No under 25s. I'm afraid you're going to have to leave.
Fine. We're all leaving anyway.
And that's how Matt found our exotic little world. Through Jenny. Jenny. Someone had to find her, and Matt had no choice. His quest had led him here, to Party Central.
So you met Jill, Pablo, Spence, Angie.
What are you?
This is Matt. He's my bodyguard, Archie.
Hello.
Matt works on the market, if you ever need cheap phone batteries. Everyone all right for drinks?
Thanks, mate.
Do you want a drink, Matt? Carver? Or anything else? I've got a few of these left, if you want to split one with me.
No, I'm all right.
Stay here. I'll be back to interview you. Oh, that's Paul over there, by the way. He's a bit of a deep thinker, aren't you, Matt?
Someone's got to be Jenny. We've met. Hello again, Matt.
Hello.
Watch out for her.
I was joking, but there was something. Even then, some faint tremor of worry that I let ride. Like all of us always did, as I watched Matt in that party room.
You'll get used to us. We're a bit of a nutty family, really. It's what comes of working together.
What do you all do?
Make TV. Something called Street Watch. It's kind of documentary. We're in a different street in the same town each week. It's a bit soap, a bit crime, that kind of stuff, really. We're trying to document the way a city feels, looking at the privileged and the poor, all the variety. Variety is the spice of life, eh?
It could be, innit? You've got the lot for it. You'd look good breaking into a van to rob tools. I'm only kidding with it.
Tom, don't. Matt's is Tom.
Yeah, with Matt.
Yeah, sorry about that, kid. I thought you were moving in on her. She was pissed, and she's a bit suggestible.
Oh, you're so funny. This is our flat. We've been in it for
5 years. So what do you do, Matt?
I work down the market.
Well, seriously, if you want some extra work, give me a shout. We use real people to fill out the backgrounds in the reconstructions. You fit the bill. You've got that chav elegance going on, mate.
I'm not chav.
I'm not pulling your leg, I'm serious. It looks good on you.
Matt's mum left a few years back. His story sounds a bit like yours.
Get over it, mate. It's the best way. I'm off. See you in a bit. Pablo's promised me a little bit of something.
Tom's a producer, so he's my boss as well. It's a bit weird, but we're used to it by now.
The way Matt looked at her, something had changed for him. For the rest of us, it was business as usual, heads down. Matt joined our club, and the weeks went by. He became Jennifer's friend, or mascot.
What time do you go, Liz?
I was knackered.
Where'd you get to?
Just out.
Andy says you were having it large.
Having it large? Not 1995. What, do you think I'm a raver now? Glow sticks, how big's your fridge? That's your stuff. You're living in the past.
It's up to you, anyway.
Yeah, I know it is.
Who's this girl? Woman, should I say.
No one you know. Andy, he's like town gossip.
Mate, your mum at a club like that.
Yeah, I've heard the story.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's all.
Well, not everyone's off the faces. They might have been when you were at it.
She was, though, according to Andy. Who is she?
You blame my mum for everything. You were in those rows. I might have been 10, but I heard you.
Matt just needed what we all need deep down. I think for him, meeting Jenny and the rest of us was a chance to change his history.
€3.50. Oh, gracias.
All his other chances had drifted off elsewhere. But I know he pursued them. At a distance.
Barry Scooter, hello.
Mum? Hello, it's me.
Hello, darling. How are you doing? Is anything the matter?
No, just calling.
Oh, that's nice. Sure you're okay? How's everything?
Fine. Still struggling.
You don't have to stay, do you? Your dad'll do something else. He needs to see sense.
That's not fair. What can he do?
So you just called?
Yeah. And I've met someone.
Oh, go on. That's nice. What's her name?
She's older than me.
That's all right, though, isn't it?
She's a bit crazy.
Oh, I see.
Well, different.
Different's good, I think.
Are you coming back soon?
Matt, you know I'd love to, but...
I just thought I'd ask. I've got to go, actually. I've just remembered.
Matt, I love you, you know. Be careful, love.
Yeah. You too. Gotta get off. See ya.
Bye.
We were going to be in the city for some time, working hard. Streetwatch was tough work. 4 streets per city, 4 cities, which meant recreational time too. We worked hard and some of us played hard. Matt and Jenny were inseparable. She took to him like a project.
I don't know what else there is to tell. Well, what do you want to know?
First kiss, first love, hopes, dreams. Who you'd want to play in the film of your life? Come on, mystery man.
I haven't been in love.
Really? First disco snog? No. Surely. Oh, that can't be right. That can't be right. These things aren't any good anymore. About 10 years ago, one of them and I'd be up all night, spine tingles, talking to everyone.
I might be able to help.
How?
I know people.
Strange. How far apart we can be, even when we're touching, shoulder to shoulder. And how the signals we give off, those smoke signals, lose their shape so easily in the wind. Before you know it, there are 2 different stories taking shape. Hard experience had taught Matt to have certain rules, and now he was beginning to break them for her. And beginning to dream.
I make room for you. Help you cool down. We move to the darkness, where we talk. I know you the moment you speak.
That's a beautiful start. I can't believe you'd write this for me. Come here.
Yeah?
Can I have a word?
Yeah, come in.
What are you writing?
Nothing. What do you want?
There's no easy way to say this. We're in the crap.
I know.
Well, if you know, what are you going to do about it?
What do you mean?
I'm managing on my own, Anna. You're hardly there, and when you are, you're miles away.
I'm always there. I'm 16, though. I've got a life.
And most of it seems to be spent down that club you used to tell me was for freaks.
What right have you to talk? Where did you and Mum meet? Where is she now? What's Ibiza? An island full of freaks. That's where she lives. I could do without this.
Look, all I'm saying is you need to pull your weight. Do what you want in your spare time, but help me out at the stall. Is that all right? Yes, I know it is. See you in the morning. On time!
Matt was helplessly afloat, drifting away from the voices he'd always known.
What are you doing, man? Can't believe what I'm seeing.
Oh, Andy, relax, mate. What's your problem?
How many times have I heard you slag this off? How many times have I heard the moral of your mum and dad? Unbelievable.
They're not for me.
So you're a dealer now, is that it?
It's just a favour.
It's for her, innit?
Oh, I don't know what you're on about.
Yeah, you do. You're heading in the wrong direction, mate. Believe me.
As familiar voices receded, he came nearer to new ones he'd have been better avoiding. Tom, for one. Whenever there was a party, he'd be holding court.
It's working class culture, man. All over. I mean, it used to be beer and fags, right? But now it's pills, beer and fags. Cheap as chips everywhere you go.
Totally.
People sitting in their two up, two downs, monitored, watching reruns of Monkey. Seriously, there's a Class A hierarchy. I've got a commission idea about it, but I think I might upset my pill-head girlfriend. Isn't that right?
So funny, Tom.
No, you're right, man.
Oh, don't leave just when it's getting interesting, baby. Look after her, Matt, eh? Hey, we're down on the market next week with Street Watch. Find me some characters, eh? Where was I? Oh, yeah. This stray cat, right? Little tiny thing. Eyes, real fierce, intense green you can see in the dark, even with the security light off. And every time I make a move with my fag, the light keeps coming on and off, on and off. And every time the cat's moved, it was like a horror film, just with this cat moving in on me. I mean, for all I know, he could have been a ninja cat.
Through the weeks, Matt had become our extra runner. Whenever he wasn't working on the stall, he'd be with us, like he had two jobs. Or three.
He said to God.
You didn't have to get these for me.
It's no worries. You'll make yourself dizzy.
I want to. Where did you get these?
Someone I know.
Oh, look at the moon.
You all right?
More than that. Come here.
What for?
I want to show you something.
Yeah?
Closer. There. I can't believe no one's kissed you before. Is that really your first?
Jenny.
Look at the stars. They're like jewels. Look at them.
For Matt, the stars had vanished. Nothing else mattered now. Just this girl in the garden. And that moment.
If we could just stop the world like this forever, no one would care. No one would miss us. It's no big crime. We could live here. We'd have a fantastic time. You could keep working for us.
Have some water. You're a bit off it.
I'm fine.
But you're not happy here, really, are you?
Of course I am.
Are you sure? I still can't get my head around the messages.
Let's not talk about it.
I just want to stop it from happening.
Oh, aren't you nice, Matt? But there's no it. I'm fine. Come on, handsome. Dance with me. Her name is...
Matt followed Jennifer, feeding her the happiness she wanted, always in her wake. And he fed us gossip, whatever he could, to help the show.
Paul, can we get set up over here? We need this light.
Yep.
We were shooting a crime reconstruction as part of the Streetwatch Social Issues remit. A snatched handbag and a tearaway chase that ran straight through the open market. Matt put us onto it. Tom was in his element. I could see Matt eyeing us. The new world about to meet the old.
Can you frame it up? So that we can have them in shot.
Yeah.
Then we'll want a bit of whip pan to the right to watch the runner escape down there to the indoor market entrance. Mm-hmm. We'll set up down there in a bit and then we'll get some low-angled approach shots to go with it.
Yeah. Have we got those release forms?
Yeah. We've got permission. Don't worry about that. Let's just get set up. Jenny.
Yeah, where's it?
Can you go and get those permissions, please? Come on, get your arse in gear.
Attention, son.
750 your phone charges.
Oh, we're not going to get any custom with that lot over there pointing cameras at everything that moves. Oh, they're coming over.
Is this your dad?
It is.
Mr. Holroyd, my name's Jenny Mills.
Hello.
I hope we're not intruding. We're making a series called Street Watch. Mm-hmm. It's themed around an individual street in a city each week, covering, well, pretty much what goes on there. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here. You see, Hobart Street is the focus, and we're doing some coverage of a bag snatch that happened a few days ago. We're doing a reconstruction.
To spice it up a bit.
If you like. The thief came right by here in the chase. We were wondering if we could use your stall in the background. Now, you'd only be on camera for a short burst. Would you be willing?
Well, we weren't here. We were on a different pitch.
Well, that doesn't matter. You won't be the focus.
How long will it take?
We'd be filming for about half an hour.
Because it's putting customers off.
Like I said, about half an hour. And then we'll be out of your hair. We'll give you the cues.
Dad?
Oh, go on then.
So if you could just read these permission forms and sign them if you're happy. Now, they're just to say that you give us permission to use images of you in the programme. Thanks. I'll be back shortly to let you know when we're filming.
Do you know her then? Is that her?
I'll be back in a minute.
7 pounds 50 your phone charges. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands in your pocket.
I framed them up as they came back towards me across the market. I turned a blind eye to the composition, the story that it told. I did my job.
Jenny, over here.
I'm a bit busy, man.
It won't take a minute. Here, grab hold. They're the same ones.
Thanks.
Jenny never owned up, either. It was as if she was incapable.
You can't do that again, Matt.
Sorry.
Anyway, thanks. Oh, didn't you know we were coming here to film today? I thought I told you.
I forgot.
Doesn't he like me?
You don't like anyone these days. He's not having a good time.
I wish I could help you somehow.
You do help me.
I don't. How?
You listen to me.
And action! And cut! Did you get that, Paul?
Yeah, no problem.
Good. Okay, folks, that's a wrap for today. Thank you very much. We'll be starting bright and breezy first thing Monday. Check your schedules. No sleeping in. 7:50, your phone charges.
I watched Ian through the lens as he sized us up. There was a sadness about him. I could see it in Matt, too. So could Jenny. In her own way, she wanted to do something for them.
Hang on. First, why don't you want to do it? It'd be great. Tom's got really good ideas.
I don't think my dad's going to want to. I told you, he's not having a good time. He's not in a good place.
Exactly. That's why we want to do it. It's not just for you and him, for all the storeholders here. Business is tough. Telling you and your dad's story would be really powerful.
Leave it now.
But you're struggling. People should see what it's really like down here.
Matt was half curious. Could he see a way out? Maybe that's why, when next week came, he let Tom come over to explain.
No, sorry, mate. It's not for me.
To no avail.
Are you sure, Mr. Allroyd? I mean, Matt's told us about the way things are down here at the moment. And we really do want to be able to say something about it in the series. It's a story that's bigger than just one person's story.
Matt can be in it, can't you, Matt? It's not for me. What do you reckon?
No, I'm only doing it if you're doing it.
Sorry. No.
OK, if it's not for you, it's not for you. If you change your mind, let us know. I think it would do some good. And that's what we're here for. Jenny, you take that side. I'll take this.
Sure.
Can't think of anything worse.
Where are you off to, Matt?
Jen, wait up. I told you he's set in his ways. Look, before you go, I've got your order.
Thanks.
Hold out your hand.
Come on, Jenny, it's Monday.
They're for next weekend.
What's the matter with you? Wake up, Space Cadet. Matt, do you think you're helping her?
I didn't think.
No, you didn't, did you? You're living up to it all now, though, aren't you? I thought you were above all this. It's all in the family tradition deep down, though, eh? Pillheads.
Oh, Tom, leave him alone.
I could see Ian was watching them, listening in. I wonder what he must be thinking, what he would do. It was the same helter-skelter ride happening again, and he was waving his son off. There was only one person he could appeal to.
Ruth, it's Ian.
Ian, hello. How are you?
I'm all right.
Is that it?
Yeah. You?
Yeah, I'm fine. Is it going to be one of those phone calls, Ian?
Look, I'm not calling for that. It's about your son. Our son.
What's the matter? Something happened?
He's going off the rails.
What do you mean?
He's out all the time. He hardly talks to me. He's met a new crowd, older than him. Some woman.
He told me.
He's spoken to you?
Yeah.
Didn't think you were in contact.
Sounded sweet to me.
Well, she's twice his age. She's not right.
Have you met her? Maybe you should give her a chance.
Well, that's easy for you to say. Out there in your holiday resort, you don't have to see it going on. I'm sure he's taking stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not.
Is that all you've got to say about it?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Oh, forget it. Let's leave him to it, eh? Like we ignored it ourselves. We thought we were in control, didn't we? Look, I better go.
Ian?
I'll speak to him. I'm sorry. You there?
Good. I try. I'd appreciate it. I miss you.
Oh, I knew it. Listen, I can't do this. Not now, I'm at work.
Okay, but can we talk about it?
I don't know what there is to talk about. We tried, it didn't work out.
I'm different now.
So am I. That's the point, Ian.
I don't even drink, never mind anything else.
Just remember that night, the way you were. I just didn't know you anymore.
I didn't touch you. I'd never touch you.
I believe you. But it's too late. Something broke. I can't fix it, don't you understand?
I better go.
Ian.
We got our story elsewhere for that week. It was about hats. It ended up a positive story instead, about a hat stall. And how people come from all over the county to get their wedding hats feathered up. We were happy enough.
It would have never have worked. I just can't imagine how he'd have coped seeing himself on a screen. He don't like looking at himself at best of times, me dad. And that's just in bathroom mirror.
What about you?
I'm not bothered. I didn't fancy it, to be honest.
Something will work out for you, I'm sure. We'd pay you if we could. Why don't you go back to college?
Well, I'm not interested in that anymore. Exams didn't seem important at the time with my mum and dad at war. All that stuff seemed irrelevant.
But you're a really bright person. No one here knows how bright you are.
Whenever I opened my mouth, they always got shouted down or ignored. My face didn't fit.
Shame on them. But you shouldn't let that stop you if you want to do it.
Nah, I'm too old for all that. I know what I need to know and the rest I can find out myself.
You're only 16.
So what? Age don't always bring wisdom, does it?
You being cheeky?
No. Would I?
You are being cheeky.
Oh, get off me, no tickling.
Found your weak spot, Mr. Holroyd.
Oh, come on, Jen.
Even though we turned a blind eye, those who'd known Matt for years, people like Andy, were different.
I haven't seen you in ages. Thought you'd fallen out with me.
Thought you'd fallen out with me?
Nice gear. You look like a student.
It's called style.
Right.
How's the club?
You know, you're in there often enough. Same old. How's your work?
My dad's thinking of packing it in. Stall's dead.
Not that work. Your real work.
What do you mean?
Come on. You know, your vitamin supplying. Must be raking it in, eh?
Is that what you got me here for? I'm not a dealer.
What are you then?
Just help him out.
You help her out. I've seen her. Out of her head. What's going on there then?
You don't know her.
I've seen her at the bar enough times, with 10 eyes, all over the shop.
She's all right.
She's on another planet.
Look, I can't stay. I've got to go. I'm late.
You've only just got here. Who are you meeting?
You don't know him. I'll catch up with you soon.
You're falling for her, aren't you?
Matt was adrift. Even he'd forgotten the reason he first met us. He was afloat on a sea only he could fathom. His friends were miles off now, waving forlornly from the shore. When the boat upended finally, it upended us all. It was the wrap party for the series. Our job was done and we were about to move on.
Feeling it? Thank Matt. He's your reason.
Hey, you, mate.
Oh, he's back, guys. One lad.
Mind it, hey.
That's strong. Oh. Oh, catch my breath. Look at Tom. Let me just go and get him. Tom! What do you think?
Hey, that's off to you, man. It's the business. Your mum will be proud of you now, eh? See you later, Raver.
Oh, lovely Matt. Oh, I need the loo. Stay here for a minute.
I knew Matt was somewhere else that night. Biding his time. Plucking up courage.
So your work here is done, eh?
What?
Your supplies are working.
Looks like it.
You never been tempted?
No.
Just for the money, eh?
You've stolen him. You coming, Matt?
It was there. That moment from the past. Floating like a photo in the tray. Waiting to swim into focus. But for now, Matt had Jenny's attention. And that was all that mattered.
Am I hot?
Have a drink of water.
Oh, getting goosebumps.
Do you want to go inside? We can find somewhere quiet.
No, I'm all right here. Shush. If you listen hard enough, you can hear the universe. You know, that weird buzz? It's like the fridge, but nicer, warmer. Can you hear it?
I can hear the music.
Listen. No?
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
No. I love you.
I'm getting cold now.
What do you think? Say something.
I'm freezing now. Can we go in?
I'm talking to you.
I don't know what to say, Matt. Look, it's really nice.
You're the only person who knows who I am.
That's so nice.
I've been writing something for you. Can I read it?
Go on.
It's called Between the Dancers. You step between the dancers, flit, unseen between the strobes, towards me off the dance floor, from somewhere else, far away. Your smile holds me on the edge of a mist of dry ice, a sea of faces.
Matt, I'm really sorry if I've done wrong. I'm happy. I really am. I love Tom, you know. Don't. I'm too old for you.
Age has nothing to do with it. What about...
I'm going back in. Look, it's lovely. Can I read it later? Are you coming? Oh, come on, Matt. Dance with me. Please. I can't be still.
I've been in a minute.
I could see it in his eyes. Failure. A dream crashing down.
Are you back, then? Are you all right?
No.
What's up, fella?
Is this what it's all about?
Yeah, mate. What's missing? You're not having fun. What's happened?
Just told her some stuff.
Come on, mate. What did you expect? She's a taken woman.
He's a dick.
Well, that's the way of the world.
I don't know what to do.
What made you think you'd have a chance?
I found that phone. I heard that message. I thought she were in danger. I thought I was helping. The things that she
well,
said...
she's always in danger. Look at her now. But you're right, you know.
About what?
She's lost. He's a bit of a bastard. She knows it. They all know it. It's just something everyone knows. Look, it's party time, so let's forget it. You'll get over it. It's not worth it.
What do you mean?
He's knocked her about in the past. There's always some excuse. She always comes back. No one knows what to do about it. He's the life and soul. Everyone comes here.
Why has someone done something? Why haven't you?
I knew Matt had me. I'd been next to useless. And before I could answer, he was off.
Is this secure?
No, lovely. Gracias.
Lizzie!
Your little supplier, he can't be without you for 5 minutes, can he?
Bastard!
He doesn't know what you're like, really, does he? You're all so colourful, aren't you? Up there on your little cloud, peeping down at the world. Are you listening to me? Hello?
Let go, you're hurting!
Jenny?
When I asked you to come and talk to me, what have I said, huh?
Ow!
Away! What? Stop crying!
What's happening?
Why is it always the same? Why does it always come down to this? You're incapable of listening.
Tom, please!
Shut up!
Are you all right in there?
Remember this, and remember, next time I ask you to come, all right, you come!
What the...
Have you got that now? Hey, wake up. Go and get some air now. I like the glitter.
Come on, get your coat.
What for? What's the matter?
Come on, Jenny. Are you all right? What is this?
What are you doing, Matt?
I'm getting you out of here. What are you lying for?
Honestly, Matt, I'm fine.
I heard it.
Heard what? Look, let's get back in there. Ow, Matt. My God, my arm. You looking like that for?
Tell me this isn't happening.
Oh, Matt, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong.
Why are you putting yourself through it?
I really don't know what you're talking about.
You do. You do. Them phone messages were real, weren't they? There was something happening. Why are you hiding it? Why are you protecting him? He's a nutter. He needs help.
He's not.
You do know what I'm talking about. Come on. You just need to be out of here now.
Matt, I'm okay. I'm not going anywhere. Honestly, I'm fine.
You're shaking. You look ill.
I've just had a bit too much.
Jenny?
Matt?
You're staying then? Well, I'm not watching this. Where's my coat?
I told you, Matt. I'm with Tom.
As Jennifer walked away, I could see something had clicked inside Matt's head. The party was over.
Hey, what's up?
This is mad. Sit down a minute. What's going on?
Tom, he's wrong. He's tapped.
I know that. They all do. I told you.
Yeah, but he's really wrong. I've just heard him in the bathroom with Jenny. I heard it.
Is she okay?
If you know all this, why aren't you doing something about it? What are you lot? Are you on another planet?
Okay, people. Here's my little friend. Laughing gas. Brings your night up. Matt, you try it. I'll take that look off your face. You look like you need it.
Don't need anything from you, mate. I won't be seen dead. Are you having a laugh, Tom?
Easy, Tiger.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Have you been dabbling in some of your own supplies?
I don't do that. You should try leaving it out yourself.
Matt's tripping out, everybody. I'll leave it here, folks. Enjoy. Oh, are you leaving us, Matt?
Hey, don't forget your phone. Whoa, what are you doing with that, Matt? Matt?
Tom? How's it feel, eh?
Get off me. Matt, leave it, man. Put the knife down.
You're a bully, aren't you? What's he feel like now?
Get him off me!
Don't come near me!
Matt, what are you doing? Put the knife down, please.
Look at him now, Jenny. See him for what he really is. Enjoy it. He's shitting it now, eh? That's what happens to people like you when someone stands up to you. You're nothing. Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
What's that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be. Not to me, though, to her. And all these people as well, they actually think you're nice. But we know you're not, don't we? You need to see someone.
You do, mate.
Jenny, why don't you tell them? Tell these people. I'm sure they'd be very interested to know how your boyfriend treats you when he thinks there's no one here.
Leave him, please.
Your card's marked, mate. Jenny? You coming? You're gonna stay here? Really? See you later then.
Matt! What was that? You're right, I have to sort it out. But not tonight.
Right.
Matt, don't go.
I've got to.
Matt was gone. The party took its usual casualties and no one was the wiser. No one wanted to be wiser. But everyone knew. Where Matt went to, nobody knows. Not Jennifer, not me, not his father, Ian. He's watching me now. He recognises me. I can see it. Now you understand, I hope. As for Tom, he knows I know, and he knows it won't be continuing as it was. I can't let it.
750 of phone charges. 750 of phone charges.
Here I am.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen, now.
I can't stay here forever.
750 of phone charges.
I'm stepping into the frame.
So wait in here now, madam. All the phone batteries are the same price, mate. Over there, look.
You are Ian, aren't you? Ian Holroyd.
Yeah, that's me. Do I know you?
I'm Paul. I'm a friend of Matt's, your son.
No bloody son of mine.
I was wondering if you knew where he was. I've been trying to call, but he's not answering.
He's not on his dinner break, mate. He's gone. Left. You're one of that lot, aren't you? You are, aren't you?
I confessed and told him the story I've told you. After a fashion. I edited it. There are some things it's best to keep to yourself. Know your audience. That's my motto.
Well, that's all I can tell you. Has he not been back? That was a few days ago. I thought you'd have seen him.
He came by when I was at work. Took some stuff. But he didn't leave a note. I thought he was staying at his mate Andy's, but Andy's not seen him. I'm going to have to call the police.
When I was looking round at the end of the party, I found this. Take a look.
He's never written a poem in his life.
He has now.
You step between the dancers, flit unseen by the strobes towards me.
It suddenly struck me where Matt must be. Perhaps this wasn't a story about being here. He was never supposed to be with us. You could see that in how easy it was for some to turn him back into the little scally they'd always secretly thought he was. A mascot, like I said. Perhaps for Matt, it was always really being somewhere else in your head. And needing to visit that place for real. I imagine Matt travelling somewhere else. I hope I'm right.
Bar escuda, por favor.
You step between the dancers, flit unseen by the strobes, towards me off the dance floor, from somewhere else far away.
Your smile holds me on the edge of a mist of dry ice, a sea of faces, all unknown to me. It keeps me alive, above water.
I make room for you, help you cool down. We move to the darkness where we talk.
I know you. The moment you speak, my heart soars higher than any drug could fly me.
I'm in a dream. You spin at its centre like the sun, pulsing to the bass beats warming me.
Now I'm here, alive, feeling the music for the first time, waiting to get up with you. Into the heart of the dance.
Mom?
Matt?
Hiya.
Matt, what are you doing here?
I came to see you.
750, your phone charges.
Maybe the damage is too deep for now. He'll get to it in time. And me? My contract with Streetwatch comes up soon. I'm thinking about it hard. Looking around this place for a last time, I've come to realise that when you're searching for the chase scene, you miss the bigger picture. I could pick any stall. And that's Ian and Matt for you. Just another story on the market.
Open up your, open up your, open up your throat and let the all of that time, all of that time, all of that time go. I know it sucks to daddy's dome, but try to think of what you want. You got to open up your, open up your, open up your throat.
Matt was Stephen Hoyle, Jennifer Jessica Blake, Tom James Cartwright, Andy Oliver Lee, Ian Conrad Nelson, and Ruth Fiona Clark. Paul was Joseph Kloska. Phonebreaker was written by Steve Sunderland and produced in Manchester by Peter Leslie Wilde.